If you have your Bible, let's turn to Ephesians 5 and verse number 20. Ephesians 5, verse number 20 tonight. Says, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. You know, I realize that we've got 2 weeks before Thanksgiving, but Thanksgiving is more than turkey and pumpkin pie. Those who practice Thanksgiving on a regular daily basis, I believe that they find out that it has a real impact in their relationships with God, with other people. I believe it impacts our relationships in incredible ways when we're thankful for all things. As he said, giving thanks always for all things. I believe when we practice this, it will directly impact our relationships. And why does Thanksgiving make such a difference in our relationships? Why does it make such a difference in our spiritual life when we're thankful? And that's what I want to look at tonight. And I hope these truths tonight will help you see the importance of giving thanks and make it a priority in your Christian life. But first of all, I want you to know that Thanksgiving reflects humility. Thanksgiving reflects humility. And you know, humility brings God's grace. And I want you to look at a familiar verse in James 4. Over in the book of James in chapter 4. In verse number 6. In James 4, I want you to notice in verse number 6. But he giveth more grace. Wherefore he saith, God resisteth the proud, but giveth grace unto the humble. You know, here in this verse, James is quoting from the Old Testament. It says, wherefore he saith, he's referring to a prophet, or God had said it through a prophet in the Old Testament. And I found that it's a quote of Proverbs 3:34. Is probably the closest one. There's several others that have this thought, but Proverbs 3:34 is really close to what he says here. But we learn here in this verse that God gives grace to the humble. He gives grace to the humble. You know, I want you to think about it. Thanksgiving, you know, to be thankful to God requires humility. To be thankful for God's blessings, it requires humility. Even being thankful to other people requires humility for the blessings that they bring into our lives. You know, when it comes to trials in our life, it takes faith to believe that giving thanks is warranted when it may seem that God's actions are a hardship to us. But we can always find a reason to give thanks to God. Amen. In the midst of every trial, there's a reason to give thanks. Even if it's something as simple as our eternal security. Just our salvation in Christ. There's always something that we can be thankful for. If you're saved, you have a lot to be thankful for. No matter what, we can be thankful, you know, because if you're saved, you know God. And you know God's good. And you know God's sovereign. And you know God is going to do everything in your life to work and bring about good, and not just good for us, but good for others and for His glory. And so we can trust Him and we can praise Him, even though we may not understand it. But Thanksgiving, I think all of us can understand it requires humility. To be thankful, you have to be humble. You know, when we humble ourselves and give thanks to God, according to this verse, He gives us more grace. Amen. He gives us more grace. I don't know about you, but I want more grace. Amen. I don't want God to resist me. I want God to give me grace. In order to do that, I have to humble myself. I have to be thankful. Refusing to give thanks is a statement of pride. That's what it is. When we refuse to be thankful, we are making a statement of our pride, which is saying, well, I deserve all the good I'm receiving because I'm a good person. Or maybe I don't deserve this treatment and I refuse to thank God for my trials. Or God really doesn't know what's best for my life. So you can see that no matter how you look at it, if you're not thankful, it's prideful. Yeah. It's really prideful. And some of us, like little children, spoiled rotten little children, we need an attitude adjustment. If we're not thankful, we need attitude adjustment. We need to have a thankful spirit. We need to have a humble spirit. Amen. Thankful for what we have. Thankful for what God's given us. Thankful to other people for what they've done for us. And you know, when we're humbly grateful rather than grumbly hateful, I believe our relationship with God and others is going to be transformed. It's going to be there's something different about a person that's a thankful person, a humble person. Amen. The second tonight, I want you to see how Thanksgiving brings us closer to God. Thanksgiving brings us closer to God. If you jump down in that verse in James, if you jump down to verse 8, or let's read verse 7 as well. He said, submit yourselves therefore to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, ye sinners, and purify your hearts, ye double-minded. You know, I believe when we humble ourselves before God, there's something that takes place. We submit to him. And then it says, resist the devil, and he'll flee from you. Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. I believe a genuine humility and thankful spirit will lead us closer to God. I mean, he's going to give us more grace. And because we humble ourselves and we draw close to him, and when we draw nigh to him, the Bible says he draws nigh to us. You know, I want you to look at a scripture in the Old Testament, Isaiah 57. In Isaiah 57, 15, this is a pretty familiar verse. In Isaiah 57, 15. While you're turning there, I just want to say that, you know, as I've said, Thanksgiving reflects humility. And not only does God give us more grace when we show humility, but God dwells with those who are of a humble spirit. And that's what he says here in Isaiah 57:15. But blessed are the high and lofty one that inhabiteth eternity, whose name is holy. I dwell in the high and holy place. Now, up to that point, we understand what he's saying. God is holy and God is high. There's none as high as God. He's the highest. And he inhabits eternity, if we can even think of what that means. But God has no beginning, no ending. He's the eternal God, and he inhabits eternity. He was there before anything was ever created, before we were ever here. But you think of this God who is eternal, and this God who is on high and inhabits eternity, this God who is holy. Notice it says, I dwell in the high and holy place with him also that is of a contrite and humble spirit. To revive the spirit of the humble and revive the heart of the contrite ones. Isn't that amazing that our holy God, as big as He is, and as holy as He is, He says, I dwell with them that have a humble spirit. He's nigh unto us. This word dwell, I look it up, it has the idea that God just, He resides with us. He lives with us. That's a pretty good deal, isn't it? To have God living with you, dwelling with you. See, thanksgiving reflects humility. It requires humility. When we express thanksgiving, we're reflecting that humility. And God's given us grace. He's going to give us more grace. And not only that, He's going to dwell with us. He's going to be near us. We're going to be drawing nigh to God. He's going to be drawing nigh to us. You know, it's interesting how that a lack of thanksgiving not only shows pride, but it also is connected to idolatry. In other words, I want you to think about this thought. Thanksgiving affects your worship. How we worship God. If we're not thankful, you better be careful. I want you to look in Romans 1. Look at this passage in Romans 1. We're just going to look at a couple of verses there. In Romans chapter 1, this section actually begins in verse 18. It goes to the end of the chapter, but I'm going to pick it up in verse number 21. It says, because that when they knew God, they glorified Him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools, and changed the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made like to corruptible man, and to birds, four-footed beasts, and creeping things. Wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lust of their own hearts, to dishonor their own bodies between themselves, who changed the truth of God into a lie, and worshiped and served the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. I want you to notice here, they did not glorify God as God. Neither were they thankful to Him. And what happened is that they went in this downward spiral into foolish. They became vain in their imagination. Their foolish heart was darkened. They became fools. They were professing to be wise. They became foolish. You know, if you read this chapter, you read and see what's happening here. People that are not thankful, they're prideful. Not only are they prideful, but it affects their worship. Because in verse 25, they changed the truth of God into a lie and worshiped and served what? The creature. More than the Creator. They served the creature. More than the Creator. They serve creation more than the Creator. You know, worshiping idols is putting anything before God. Whether it be, I think one of the biggest idols we have in our society today, the biggest idols we have is self. Idolatry of self. Selfish desires, selfish pleasures, self-love. There's also idolatry of things such as possessions, money, power. All these things can be idols. And oftentimes we get caught up in this trap of self-centered sinfulness that we lose sight of thanking God and realizing what He's done for us. When we fail to give thanks for God, what happens is we become dissatisfied. We become dissatisfied and we seek satisfaction from the created and not the Creator Himself. And that's what these people were doing. Because they were neither thankful You know, in verse 24 it says, God gave them up. You know, one of the worst things that can ever happen to a person is for God to just give you up to your own lust, your own desires of your heart. And three times in this passage it talks about God giving them up to the lust of their own hearts to destroy themselves. Listen, this spiral goes down to destruction. And it begins there in verse 21, not glorifying God, not being thankful to God. That's where it all begins. So think about if we have an unthankful heart, think of where it's going to lead us in our spiritual life. It's not going to lead us closer to God. It's going to lead us away from God. And so no matter what happens in your life, no matter where you are, be thankful. Just be thankful. Give thanks for always for all things. That's what we read in Ephesians 5:20. You know, choosing to give thanks to God, it helps me to keep my focus on God. And He alone can satisfy my deepest needs and longings. You know, a lot of times in relationships with people, we can look to them to meet a need that they're not able to meet. But when we draw near to God in humble thankfulness, it allows us to experience more grace. It allows us to get close to God. It allows us to see that God can meet my needs. And it'll help me to release other people from my demand to get from them what I think I need from them. Thanksgiving, it will impact your relationships. I mean, if you're thankful, it's going to affect not just you in your spiritual life. It's going to affect your relationship with God. I want you to understand that. Sometimes people, well, so I don't know. I can do what I want. Yeah, you can. But it's going to affect not just you. It's going to affect your spouse. It's going to affect your children, your grandchildren, everybody around you. Your lack of having a thankful spirit is going to affect your relationship with other people. It's going to affect your relationship with God. And so third tonight, thankfulness brings us closer to one another. So we see that thankfulness, first of all, we said that it reflects humility and it brings God's grace. Thankfulness brings us closer to God. And now we're going to talk about thankfulness brings us closer to one another. You know, when we're thankful, it's going to change the way we see people. It's going to change the way we relate to people. I want you to look in Philippians chapter 1. Most of you understand that Philippians was one of Paul's prison epistles. He wrote this epistle from prison to the church at Philippi. Now, when you look at this letter, you're going to find that there were some problems in the church. There was even some women there causing some division in the church. And so there's a lot of things commendable about this church that he commends. But there were also some problems that he addresses in this short letter. But I want you to notice something in the very beginning of this letter in verse 3. In Philippians 1, verse 3, he said, I thank my God upon every remembrance of you. Always in every prayer of mine for you all, making requests with joy. You know, Paul had a thankful heart. He had a thankful spirit. He, no matter what was going on in his life, I mean, we sometimes forget where he was when he wrote this. He had a lot he could have complained about. Stop and think about it. Be it in prison for preaching the gospel. He had a lot of people he could have criticized. He could have been critical spirit. There's a lot of things he could have been negative about. But we see in this letter, Paul had a thankful spirit. He was thankful for this church. He was thankful for these believers. He was thankful to God for them. And he prayed for them. And this thankful spirit gave Paul such a closeness to this, to these people in this church. You can, when you read this letter, you can see Paul's affection for these people in this church, his love for them. And this thankful spirit, it affects our relationships. In another letter, just right past Philippians and Colossians, this is also one of those prison epistles. And in Colossians 1:3, we see basically the same thing. It said, we give thanks to God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, praying always for you. You know, I found a lot of letters like that. I only picked out two, but even Corinth, the 1 Corinthians, many of Paul's letters, you see that thankful spirit. You see a spirit of thanksgiving. You see Paul thankful to God. Corinth, for example, there was a lot of things going on there. But Paul was thankful. He thanked God for them. He prayed for them. He always found things to be thankful for, their faith, their hope, their love. And this thankful spirit, I believe, reflected Paul's humility. And it caused him to see these people as precious, dear children of God that needed his prayers and needed his encouragement. And I believe his thankful spirit led him to deal with the problems in these churches with a gracious spirit. I mean, you read Paul's as he addresses some of the problems, and he was very gracious. There were times that I know in Corinth he was pretty strong, but still you see that humility in this man of God. You see his love for these people that he's writing to. So I want to just say, a thankful spirit, it always creates a relational warmth among people, a closeness, whereas a critical spirit hurts relationships. A critical spirit hurts, always hurts relationships. I want you to think about how marriages, maybe your marriage, could be different if you were more thankful than you were critical of your spouse. And it's easy to be critical. Critical of the disappointments, the frustrations, maybe you have in your spouse. It's easy to be negative and critical and tear down. But just think how different your marriage would be if you were thankful. Had a thankful spirit. It would take time to say thank you more often than you criticized. What about in parent-child relationships? Same principle is true. Why if our children were so thankful for everything we provided for, and not have an entitlement mentality, thinking, oh, I deserve more than what you give me. You know, we shouldn't have tough kids. Now, go tell them thank you. You know, but we do. We have to teach them that. But just think of, even it goes both directions. So if we're, you know, we can be real critical of our kids. Be thankful. What about church member relationships? Think of how the relationships could grow closer if we have a thankful spirit rather than critical spirit. Nothing hurts relationships more than critical spirits. You know, if you think about it, if we're not in a mode of giving thanks regularly, our thinking's going to very easily go negative and critical. It will. Critical and negative people are always unthankful and proud people. Let's just face up. If we're critical, we have to admit I'm proud and I'm unthankful. But you think about positive, encouraging people. They're always thankful and humble people. Thankful and humble people. You know, as I was thinking about this topic of Thanksgiving, how it affects all of our relationships, I thought about even how it affects, you know, our prayer life. You know, we read about Paul praying for these people. But I want you to look at, if you're in Philippians, or if you're not, go back to Philippians 4. You know, Thanksgiving, as I've said, it helps me to focus on God. It helps me to focus on His blessings rather than being negative and critical and just unhappy about my life, discontent. As I said, unthankfulness leads to dissatisfaction. It leads to discontentment. But if I'm thankful for what I have, thankful to God for all things, if I'm thankful always, it's going to affect my attitude. It's going to affect my spirit. My focus is going to be on God and His blessings. And thankful spirit is going to help me take my burdens to the Lord. And Philippians 4 tells us in verse 6, be careful for nothing. Now, this word careful, if you just turn that word around, full care. Full of care, that's what it means. It's literally what careful in this verse means. Full of care. Full of worry. Full of anxiety. That's what he's talking about here. And so he says, be careful for nothing. Don't be full of care. Don't be so anxious. He says, but in everything, by prayer and supplication. Now notice this. With thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. So when we go to the Lord in prayer, it affects our prayer life if we're thankful or not. Amen. Think about it. If I'm not thankful to God for all things, and I go to Him, God, I can't believe You just did that. God, I don't understand why You're not answering my prayer. You know, just it'll affect your spirit and attitude. But if you're thankful, you're going to come to God in humility. You're going to bring your burdens to Him. Lord, I'm thankful for everything You've done for me. Thankful, Lord, I don't deserve anything. Lord, I don't deserve the least of these Thy mercies, like Jacob prayed. I don't deserve anything. Lord, You've given me far more than I deserve. Lord, You've withheld what I deserve for my sins. But Lord, I'm just begging and asking You to help me with this need that I have. See, that's a whole different sphere of attitude than the other. So He tells us when we go to God in prayer and supplication, when we go to God to let our requests be made known, we're to do it with thanksgiving. With thanksgiving. So when you pray tonight before you go to bed, when you get up in the morning and you spend time in prayer, when you go to God, don't forget to tell Him something you're thankful for.
Amen.
You know, we could have a long list. But just at least tell Him something you're thankful for. Have a thankful spirit when you talk to God. And notice what He said. The peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. God's peace will keep our heart and mind. When we come to God, the right spirit, humble spirit, a thankful spirit, we lay those burdens down at His feet. We walk away with the peace of God. But if you don't have a thankful spirit, if you don't have a humble spirit, I guarantee you're not going to walk away with the peace of God. Remember, I said that If you're not giving thanks regularly, all the time, always, as the scripture says, that your thinking is going to be negative. Your thinking is going to be critical. If you'll look in verse 8, look at that next verse after. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. You know, he even tells us to think on those things which are good. And I think if we have a thankful spirit, if we have a humble spirit, it's going to be a lot easier to think on things that are good. You know, when we're thankful to God and we experience more grace, He giveth more grace. And as we draw nigh to God, and God draws nigh to us, He comes to dwell with us because we have a humble spirit. We have a thankful spirit. He's near to us. We're near to Him. You know, our hearts and minds are going to be, we're going to have peace of God. When we have burdens, we're going to go to Him in prayer. We're going to take those to Him because we know that He's kind. We know that He's good. We know that He's a merciful Father and that we can trust Him. And we know that He's going to answer our requests in the way that's best for us. So I want you to tonight, we got 2 weeks before Thanksgiving, but I want you to think about tonight the importance of Thanksgiving in our relationships. The importance of Thanksgiving in our relationship. It's so vital. So vital for us to have a thankful attitude, thankful heart, just thankful to God. To give thanks always for all things unto God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. You know, there are other verses I like. We were not too long ago in 1 Thessalonians and chapter 5. He tells us in verse 18, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. It's God's will that we give thanks. In everything give thanks. In everything. You know, sometimes that can be a challenge. But like I said, there's something you can be thankful for. Amen. And I tell you what, you don't want to go the other option. You don't want to be unthankful. Because you see where that's going to lead, Romans chapter 1, where that's going to lead away from God. That's going to lead to vain imaginations. That's not going to be good. And God's going to resist you because of your pride. It's going to affect your relationships with your dear loved ones, with your church family, co-workers. It's going to affect everything. Just your spirit, whether you're thankful or not. So it's pretty important, isn't it?
Amen.
You see from these verses. So let's stand tonight and give thanks to God. And we'll dismiss. Our dear Father, we have so much to be thankful for as your children, Lord. We're thankful that we can call you our Father and that we can come to you in prayer. Lord, it's all because of what Jesus did for us on the cross, how that He broke down that wall, that veil, the temple was rent in twain, and we can go into your very presence in prayer and lay down our burdens, cast all our care upon you. Lord, we're thankful for that, Lord, and thankful for the privilege we have as Christians to pray. So much to be thankful for, even in the midst of our troubles, even in the midst of our needs. Lord, even in the midst of our heartaches. Lord, there's so much to be thankful for. And Lord, I pray that you would help us to see the importance of a thankful heart and how it affects our relationships. Most importantly, our relationship with you, but also our relationship with others. Lord, help us to cultivate this heart of thanksgiving. Lord, help us to give thanks always for all things. Lord, I'm thankful for all the blessings that I enjoy as your child, and thankful for your presence with us tonight. Thank you, Lord, for as we sang tonight about our firm foundation and that we have in your word. Lord, we're so blessed. There's so many people around the world that do not have the word of God. They do not have the truth. They do not know Jesus. But Lord, we do. And we have your word. We have a firm foundation. We're thankful for that, Lord. Thankful for your blessings. Lord, I'm thankful for every single person that's here tonight. Thankful for them being a part of Bible Baptist Church. Thankful for their love for me, for each other. Lord, I'm so thankful for our church and what you've done for us. And so thankful for what you're going to do for us. Lord, I believe our best days are yet to come. And Lord, I'm trusting you, Lord, continue to provide for our needs as a church, that you'd continue to direct our steps. Lord, as we are getting close to a new year, and Lord, I pray that you would give wisdom and direction. And Lord, I pray also, Lord, that you would help us to be more of a soul-winning church, Lord. There's so many people that need you, Lord. And Lord, help us to, Lord, reach out with the gospel. Help us to share Christ with others, with the lost. Lord, we pray tonight, Lord, as we dismiss this service, Lord, that I pray that you would encourage each and every one tonight through the fellowship that we have after the service. And Lord, we pray for we want to remember all those that were not able to be here, maybe because they're sick or other things that came up. Lord, we just pray for our church family. And we're praying, Lord, that for this coming Sunday, we're asking for your blessing, asking for you to work in a mighty way. And Lord, we're praying that you would help us to be able to find someone that we can bring with us to church this Sunday. And I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.